Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, is walking down the street a distinctly different experience if you're a man or a woman? According to a study carried out in 2015, sexual harassment aimed at women and girls in Dublin is a frequent occurrence. And last week, the Social Democrats hosted a number of meetings on the topic of the UN Safe Cities for Women and Girls initiative. Social Democrats Dublin City Councillor Gary Gannon joins us now. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Going back to that 2015 study, how frequent is it?
How frequent is it? I think according to that study, over 60% of women who they polled in Dublin, I think the poll took place between Euston Station and the Lewis stop on Abbey Street, over 60% of women polled and that said they'd been sexually harassed on that particular stretch of street. And nationally, I think some figures suggest, well actually not figures, the fundamental rights figures suggest that 52% of women in Ireland avoid certain streets or locations or alter the way they walk along the streets to avoid sexual harassment or violence on the street.
Right, and they're doing that from past experience, presumably.
They're doing that from past experience. I think there was another policy in which one in three women had experienced sexual or physical violence in their lifetime since the age of 15 in the state.
Sexual harassment would consist of a range of different things, I assume, when it's in a street context.
Yeah, I think it stems from lewd comments, wolf whistling, sexual-based comments following a person up the street. Yeah, I don't think there's a spectrum, but there's a whole cottony of different aspects of it. And yeah, it's making people uncomfortable and it's affecting how women are interacting in their cities.
Now, the reason why I ask that question is that there's probably some of those behaviours that some men listening, might think is all right. It's just a bit of a laugh and it's no harm.
It's not all right.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's absolutely part of the problem. We minimalise this sexual harassment. We make it out that it's actually not an issue, when not only all anecdotal evidence, but the evidence itself suggests it's a real issue. And it's impact. And I'm a councillor for Dublin City Council. And the fact that over 50% of the population in my city can't engage with their city for fear of sexual harassment, that's something we need to be reacting to. Mm. And that's something we need to be responding to. I had an article today in the journal.ie and then the comment section to that, I think it was over 150 comments at the moment, all bounced around this idea of not all men. Well, that's actually not, it may vary, nobody is suggesting all men engage in this activity. Yeah. But certainly all women are impacted by this activity. And if we just keep close our eyes to it or we minimalise it, well, that's unfair. And it's wrong. And it's actually, it undermines a woman's experience in terms she interacts in the streets and of this country.
Mm. So then presumably there's a number of ways of attacking this problem. And maybe we'll come back to the kind of attitude of some men around that kind of thing. But in practical terms now, what kind of measures could be looked at?
So practically, and there's some very real recommendations out there, both from this UN Safer Cities initiative and from a Dublin City Council report that you commented on that was done in 2015, which nothing has really materialised from. It's about actually changing the shape of a city to make it a bit more encompassing, more inclusive. So simple things, street lighting. I had a public meeting down in East Wall last week where all the women came along, and most of the older women that were there said they never actually left East Wall because of the street lighting that borders the area. It's too dark along Fairview, it's too dark heading up to the North Strand, so they actually never get to leave East Wall. That's something that was also commented on down in a meeting we had in Smithfield along the Lewis lines, up around where areas of kind of dereliction or vacant properties exist. It's creating a sense that it's not safe to be around. But then also lewd comments and whistling comments by male towards women, that's actually impacting, that's stopping people from engaging in the street. And some men may feel that that's not a big issue. And that's where things like public awareness campaigns, educational programs for schools, and actually talking to young men and saying, actually, you know what, this is a problem. This is a form of harassment. And then also engaging with Gardaí and actually saying, what's the conviction rate in this? What does a person do? What does a woman do if she feels uncomfortable in the street, feels a sexual-based comment that's been made against her has left her feeling uncomfortable or anxious? What's the recourse to law there?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is it illegal? If a man shouts something out of his car window at a woman, or, you know, he's walking down the street near the opposite side and shouts there's something, is that illegal?
There's harassment laws regarding that, but they're very rarely enforced.
Mm.
But then also this violence against women is violence against women when it comes to comments, when it comes to controlling women, when it comes to pressurising women or creating the conditions where a woman either in the home or on the street feels uncomfortable. That's not illegal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actual physical violence is probably easier to prove and sure. demarcate as opposed to, well, I was only joking, or...
Yes, absolutely.
Or, I suppose it's difficult to put that in a context. Also as well, like places like... Because in many parts, in many cities particularly, you have streets where there are lots of bars or people sitting outside bars.
Yes.
Is there a role there for the private sector as well?
Yes, definitely. And this is something that we touched on. There's a role for a private sector that could also benefit the city. I mean, we don't have much of a night economy in this country. If I go to other European cities or cities around the world, shops and stores are not closing at 6 p.m. in the central part of the city. There's a role there for the private sector in terms of actually looking at the idea of a night economy, and also training staff, training bouncers, training bar workers, to actually being able to identify and react to sexual based violence where it emerges, being able to be a place of sanctuary where if 52% of women are avoiding certain locations for fear of being harassed, maybe we need to be educating their bar workers or restaurant workers to say, actually, can we create places of sanctuary where somebody does feel like uncomfortable on the street, they might be able to walk in and actually get themselves out of that situation.
Mm.
I think that's definitely a place for a private sector there.
Probably I don't want to sully all bars, but probably in a lot of cases most women feel nervous going into a bar by themselves. They would feel uncomfortable about that.
Certainly. And I mean, we have a misogynistic culture here where if people are feeling uncomfortable on the streets, if one in three women have stated that they've been attacked or abused, there's something about the culture that's developed in this country at the moment that is impacting upon how people are feeling. That needs to be addressed. So if that's manifesting itself in bars and restaurants on the streets, we need to be training people to be able to identify, confront it if necessary.
Ireland would never have been depicted as some sort of feminist haven anyway, going back to the foundation of the state. But has it, and I'm very aware of the fact that there's two men having this conversation.
Yes, it's very conscious of that also.
But has it, the nature of it, or perhaps the causes of it, changed in the last couple of decades?
Yes, I think so. I haven't been around for the last couple of decades.
One could have argued at one point the overwhelming influence of Catholicism kept women in a certain role. Mm-hmm. Now it's not that. Now it seems to be more to do with the pornification of culture, or young fellas growing up with very weird ideas about women and how they're supposed to act towards women.
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of the things Dublin City Council and other local authorities can be doing is looking at how we advertise on our streets. When you see advertising on our streets, it's for whether it's clothing lines or perfumes, it's women always in a kind of sexually provocative position. Now, that's fine, but that's the only advertising they're seeing. They're sexualizing women from a very early age.
Mm.
Then there's also just an aggression there, which talking to some of our older women at the meetings I was having last week, they said men weren't previously as aggressive on the streets. And I don't know where that's coming from, and we have to understand it. One of the other suggestions was actually last week was about mapping where different forms of sexual abuse occur in Dublin City. Mm-hmm. So, for example, minority groups were talking about how they experience sexual abuse in different ways. People from migrant backgrounds were saying that it was predominantly more middle-class men who were whistling at them or making sexual comments in suits. Sex workers talking about how they've been abused, essentially, on the streets. And it seems to be a whole diversity in this issue in terms of how women are experiencing sexual harassment. And we need to understand that. We need to know where it's coming from. We don't have too much research into it.
Yeah. Now, let me read you out a few comments, Gary, because... various opinions here.
Mary
says, the day men stop whistling and admiring me, please shoot me. Someone else says, my friends and I get a catcall so often, it puts you on edge, to be honest. You just don't know where it can go. Someone else says, women bring this on themselves.
Oh,
feminists say being a gent is sexist. What's left? Being a bastard towards them. No, it's to be a gent towards them. Men always tell women to take it as a compliment and think they would love it if a woman catcalled to them. I bet if it was done to them, they would understand exactly how they feel. And somebody in Loud says, I stopped going to my mechanic as he made a comment about my wife's chest. The man is pushing 70 and a recent divorcee. Someone else says, I was walking home in a Dublin street when a guy was walking behind me too close for comfort. I ducked into a pub for about 10 minutes and set on my way again. And yet, there he was behind me when I turned the corner. He was waiting for me to tell me how much he liked the way I smelled.
Jesus.
Crikey. This is, though, an important point. Some of that is highlighting, especially the women bring it on themselves. No, they
horrendous.
Don't.
And that was something very important that came out of our meetings last week, and something that we were very conscious when we went along this path. We're not asking women to change their behaviour. We're saying to men that we need to change ours.
Mm.
So inevitably, I'm getting the not all men comments. But actually, when we don't address ourselves, when we don't check ourselves, it leads to a situation where Dublin City Council enact a report that finds sexual harassment is a very real and distressing issue, and we do nothing. It leads to a situation where the Istanbul Convention in this country has yet to be ratified, and we still do nothing.
What's the Istanbul Convention?
The Istanbul Convention is a UN convention which essentially is about kind of creating safer cities for, about creating safer streets for women and creating the conditions by which women can be safer on the streets, confronting violence against women, investment in refuge centres, and those sort of things.
Yeah.
And that still hasn't been ratified.
We have to leave it there. Gary, thanks very much for coming in to us. That was Social Democrat City Councillor Gary Gannon.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.